This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Packers are going to go down to Florida and they're going to lose.
The Packers are going to go down to you? That's what you just said. You just said the Packers
are going
to go down.
No.
It's not Bears-Packers unless Packer Hayden Les Grobstein is brought back. The Grobber. We've been WLES. We've been playing him all morning here on Saturday Suckage. Welcome in, welcome back. I'm Steve Rosenblum, and I am thrilled to be joined on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. By a man named John DeMore. He's the oldest living ex-Bear. He's 92. John, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Steve, for joining me.
I would like to. The picture in the Sun Times, you got that big cigar. That's a substantial cigar. What kind of cigar is that, John?
It's a 7.5 70 ring size. Yeah,
wow.
That's good.
That's a good one. That's a big ring size. So
yes, it is.
You played from 1957, 58, 59, a career.
Correct.
A career correct. Ended much too early by an ankle injury. Is that right, John?
Well, I don't know where that's confused. I got to straighten that out.
All right, you do that.
Okay. The reason I didn't come back, I was offered a contract, and my dad has a big business here, and he was working too hard. I used to leave for practice for football when he got busy, and came back when he wasn't busy. So I decided. He gave me my choice to not make it because, you know, I was not making any money with him and he was paying me every for the whole year. So I was pretty well off as a 20 year old or whatever I was. So I actually only quit because I wanted to come back and help him.
My guest is John DeMore, the oldest living ex-Bear. He's 92. So you played for George Halas.
I only played 1 year for Halas. Halas came back my last year there, and he left Luke Johnsos, and I can't even remember. My memory's a little bit stale. I can't remember the other. They had co-coaches. And they were friends, old friends of his, and he took a lot of his old friends back to the Bears. And I played for them the first 2 years.
Patty Driscoll, was that the name?
That's the name. You got it right on the nose.
Well, there are some Bear legendary names in Bears history, but playing for...
Yes, and he's one, yes.
Tell me what playing for George Halas was like.
It was magic. Believe me, George Halas I think, probably rates right with the all-time, well, I know he rates with them, the all-time Bear Immortals and coaches. He was also a very good football player. And he held the record for a fumble. He picked up a fumble and ran 99 yards with it. He held that, no, 98 yards. And he held that record for a long time. I think somebody broke it now and ran going back for 99.
I would imagine when Papa Bear been alive when that happened, he would have cursed the man out. Papa Bear had a he had a tongue, didn't he, John? Didn't he?
Oh, yes, he did. But he was a great man. Let me tell you this story. It's and I screwed it up talking to somebody else. Virginia was a great lady, and she came to all our alumni banquets, and I used to go to all of them, but I can't. I'm not very healthy right now. But anyway, she came to one of the things, and we had an election that year, still most valuable bear ever. And it turned out to be Peyton, Walter Peyton. So I went over to her and I said, Virginia, my name is John DeMore. And she pretended to know me. I told her, I said, they made a mistake with that vote. That vote shouldn't have been Walter Peyton. It should have been your husband, George Halas. And she got such a kick out of that. She says, well, we think it was Peyton.
Yeah. Well, that's not a bad choice. Let me ask you, of all the Bears, you've said what you said about Halas, but of all the Bears players you've ever watched, who was your favorite, all-time favorite, and why?
My all-time favorite was who I played with. He was with me for the 3 years I played for him, with him. Bill George. Bill George was the greatest linebacker that I think ever lived. I played with him 3 years, and I never once saw him knock him down. Not once. He was fast. He was big. He was strong. And the nicest guy in the world.
Really? The guy that mean? Yeah. He had such a reputation. You had to practice against him, right? It was one-on-ones, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, I backed up. I was the number one replacement at both guard positions and the center position and three linebacker positions. Now, let me tell you another thing about it. The three linebackers we had, you can help me out with one of them. Joe Fortunato, Bill George, and one more. Now, who was the other guy from Atlanta, from Georgia?
Ed Sprinkle?
Nope.
He was
Sprink. I never played with Sprink. Sprink. We were good friends after the seasons. We went out to dinner many times, and he was a great guy too. He was very lovable. Yeah, he was great.
My guest is John DeMore, the oldest living ex-Bear. He's 92. And
yes.
And I want to know, we came into this segment with Les Grobstein. The Grobber is one of the all-time great Packer haters, and he sums up the way a lot of people look. When you played, was there as much Packer hate as there is now? What was it like, Packer
absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Packer Week was the biggest thing. As a matter of fact, I got put on the radio once that with the two assistant coaches had a Monday night program on the radio, and Halas asked me to. They came in there and Luke Johnson asked him. He says, "Who you want to come to the radio program?" And he stuttered for a while. He said, "I haven't picked anybody yet." And he looked at me. I was in the shower. At the time, he said, "Hey, DeMore, come here. You want to be on the radio?" I said, "Hell yes." So anyway, one of the questions that they asked me is, "How do you get up for any game in the week of the game?" I said, "You know what? If you have to get yourself up playing in the NFL, you don't belong there, because the NFL is the best and highest grade of football. Anybody can play. Anybody. So if you make it there, you can make it anywhere. And that was the answer I gave me. You didn't have to. If you didn't get up on your own, you didn't need a coach to tell you up.
Yeah, well, that should be standard procedure. It just isn't always. What is?
No, it's not. It's not. But it is with the Green Bay team.
What? Yeah, well, there you go. That provides its own motivation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
When someone talks to you about your Bears career, or you think about it in off moments, what's the snapshot that flashes in your mind, the picture that sums up your Bears career that you go to first, and why?
Well, I've got there was a guy that made a book, a large book, and put all the action pictures in there, and I fortunately got in there with the great tackle, defensive tackle for Detroit at the time. But there were a couple brothers that played. What was his name? Alex Karras. He's in there. I'm cussing him out, talking dirty or thinking dirty on a punt. And he came across and knocked me on my ass, head over heel. And they took a picture of it, and it's in that book. And that's my favorite picture. It showed me my greatness in football. I wasn't a great pro. I was a very mediocre pro.
Well, if you can get people to respond like that, you've done your job. It should have been a penalty after that. That's the way it works. You provoke somebody like that. Are you?
Yes.
Are you going to be? Let me ask this. How are you going to be taking in tonight's Bears-Packers game? With so much writing on it, some people like my producer likes.
There's action. I sit in front of 4 feet away from a 65-inch television. I will not leave that chair and stop. If somebody gave me the tickets, I couldn't go because there's too much walking involved. But anyway, I won't miss 1 second of it.
And people will. Are you going to eat? People cater this thing? You got food brought in? You got drinks?
Oh,
you got
sure.
a wet wet bar in the bedroom? How does this work, John?
My wife takes me, and I'm right in the bedroom with the way she'll feed me right here and won't interrupt me.
Are you at watching a game? Are you watching the Bears this year? What do you think of the way? Because they'll do stuff to your heart, the way this team comes back. They're very entertaining, but they'll do stuff to your heart. What have you thought about this Bears season, the regular season?
Well, the regular season has been great. The quarterback is finally coming through. I think he's going to be great. He's smart. He's big enough. He's fast enough. And his arm is very strong. I just think he's going to be great, and he's going to be the difference of all the other teams that Bears have had.
That's why they spent that first round pick on him. That's why they did that. My guess is, John DeMore, the oldest living Bear. He's 92. We're talking Bears Packers. Yes, John.
Uh-huh.
And are you the kind of football watcher who is loud and demonstrative, or do you keep to yourself when you're watching a Bears game?
I generally watch it right in my room, all alone, and I the minute it's over and we go into those other, the overtime things, it's just exciting for me. I won't miss anything. I plant myself right in front of the TV. I'm only 4 feet away. My eyes, by the way, I'm certifiably blind now. I am certifiably hard of hearing. I can't hear. So I can't hear too well. I got to be alone to watch the game. I won't even have people over to watch the game with me because I like watching it.
Well,
I
never would have guessed, John, you've been spot on. You've been a terrific guest. I was looking forward to this interview, and it exceeded my hopes. And I never would have guessed that you were hard of hearing because you responded immediately. You got great stories. I'm very happy you made time for me today on the radio.
Well, Steve, believe me, you made time more. Your time is more. Well, I don't know if I can say that. My time is very valuable. I don't know how much I got left, but 92, and I feel pretty good today. I have none of the normal melody that I have. I usually wake up very dizzy, wobbly, but today it's pretty good.
I just got a note from Mitch Rosen, our Uber brander imaging, our high lord and master. If the Bears win, because the playoffs are a whole new season, if the Bears win, you have to come on with me next Saturday.
I will absolutely come on with you, and probably only, I tell you what, I've been told by the person who wrote that article, and she was very good. I'm very pleased with what she did. If they lose, I think my time on the air is going to diminish.
I don't think it'll be your fault, John, but if they win, I'm having you back, and we're going to discuss it.
Our phone has been coming off the hook. They tell me, and I don't even know how this works, but they tell me I had she left my house at 3:30 the day before the article came out, and she told me she would have the newspaper out tomorrow, that day, the second day. She was, and got it ready. Those people got to be very talented, the people who write those articles.
I believe
I was very proud of her.
I believe they are, and we're all proud of you, John. It's a wonderful story.
You've got a great reputation. I'm very proud of that.
Well, thank you. I want to make you proud. And we heard. Okay, what's the connection? One of my favorite people I've met in Bears history is Ed Obradovich. At whatever age
he is, one of my favorites.
Does his voice scare you the way it scares me?
Well, he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
But he thinks he's tougher than what he is.
Oh.
And I like people like that.
All right, I don't want to see any ageist here, all right? His voice scares me, and I wouldn't mess with that guy when he's 100.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't mess with her in 92.
John, it's a pleasure. I look forward to
Steven, thank you for calling again.
Thanks for answering, and thank you for being a guest on the show.
Why, thank you, and good luck on the Bear game tonight. You know, you're the only interview I've had that hasn't asked me my prediction.
Well, I don't. Okay, what's your prediction, John?
My prediction is this: if it's a rout, I'm afraid the Bears are going to lose. If there's a big number. If it's tight, the Bears are going to win because I think they're going to get up higher than a kite. And I think that's what is going to happen. I hope. That's all right. What I'm hoping for.
Well, we got it on tape. We got it on tape, John.
It's not too far away.
No, it's 5 weeks away. Ben Johnson told these guys, if you're not ready to play football for the next 5 weeks, then don't come in. Pack your bags. See you later.
That's exactly. I agree with that. I agree with that. If they can't play in this one, they can't play. They're not as good as I thought they were.
We're all going to find out tonight. John, you be well.
Absolutely.
You be well.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you. He is John DeMore, the oldest living ex-Bear. He is 92. Thank you for that. I had the best time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.